Welcome in, everybody, to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. Today on the show, we answer your questions. This is our Q&A style show. So you send us a voicemail question. You could do so by going to our website at morrisinvest.com. And there's a microphone button, a little microphone button on the lower right-hand side of the screen. Just click on that and leave us a 30-second voicemail or so. We try to answer your questions as it relates to real estate, taxes, personal empowerment around finance, your journey to financial freedom, whatever it happens to be, we try to tackle it here on the show. All right, let's dive into it. Without further ado, we're going to take three great questions today from three great listeners. And our first one comes to us from Nate.
How you doing, Mr. Morris? I would like to know, how can I build an LLC in another state without having a physical address there? I wanted to go into South Carolina, but I'm not able to get a physical address. Thank you for all that you do, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Nate. We have, as you know, if you've watched our show any length of time, we have LLCs all over the country, and we do not have a physical address in those particular countries. In those particular states. So we have LLCs in multiple states. Yes, not multiple countries. I don't think they have LLCs in other countries. Anyway. Yes. So we set up in multiple states across the country, and you do not have to live there. You don't have to have a physical office address or anything like that. It's very simple to do. In fact, you can have, if you're more comfortable with it, and I would recommend this, you always want to seek the counsel of a legal team who's going to set these up for you, because it's very important as you're expanding your rental portfolio. These different LLCs and businesses need to be able to communicate correctly with each other. So for instance, we have a major, our holding company structured in the state of Wyoming, right? And then each of the individual LLCs in our different states where we own properties in Texas and Pennsylvania and Indiana and Michigan and all across the country, where those LLCs in those states own properties, right? But all they do is pass that income up to the holding company. And then, of course, the holding company, then you can take it a step further and put it into, whether it's a land trust or something else that you set up a structure with your family to protect your wealth long term. But as you're just getting started, those individual LLCs that hold your properties need to be able to speak correctly with the holding company LLCs. Very, very important to do. And I would recommend working with a legal team that can do this. And it's very inexpensive. I mean, we're talking a few $100. To set these up correctly, I recommend we work with the team at Corporate Direct. If you go to our website at Morris Invest, we have a resources page. So just go to that resources page. You'll see everything right there on the resources page, who we recommend in that regard. So I would definitely work with a legal team that can set it up properly for you, and they will handle it. They will handle it all for you. So it could be a registered agent. They will set up the registered agent piece of it for your LLCs. But Nate, but you do not need to have a physical address. You do not need to have an office or some sort of a PO box or something like that in one of those states. You can set up a business without such things. Okay. Because a lot of people think about it, right? They run an online business. So they're not going to have a physical address. You're not going to have a brick and mortar address in those particular jurisdictions. A lot of people do not want to have their home address as their business either, right? That's something you want to separate home life from business life in those regards. So anyway, go to our resources page at Morris Invest, and we'll have a link there to Corporate Direct and our team that can help you in that regard. Okay, our next question from Thomas, I believe.
I have a lot of equity in my properties. I would like to reinvest, take the equity out. What is the best bank to refinance and cash out or get a HELOC from the equity? HELOC or cash out refinance, and what's the best bank?
Well, you asked the $6 million question, Thomas, didn't you? So, okay, a couple of things here. You've got equity in your properties. You've got equity in your rental properties, and you want to do a cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit. I personally, as you've heard me talked about on the show, again, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you what to do, but personally, I'm a much bigger fan of the home equity line of credit, because with a home equity line of credit, it's a revolving line. It's like a credit card. You start with a zero balance, and then you can use how much you want of that equity and buy additional rental properties, expand your portfolio. But when you're doing a cash out, refinance, then you're just getting a lump sum payment and the clock starts ticking on that interest rate. And then you don't get to rinse and repeat. You know, you get a check and that's it. Now, I would love to have that revolving line of credit open. As I pay it back, I can use it again. I can use it again. And as interest rates continue to tick higher, maybe now is the best time to lock in those rates. And of course, if you've got a cash out refinance, you don't get the benefits of that. You're once and done, and then you've got to do it again in a few years. And who knows what interest rates will look like at that point down the line. So again, right now we're in this inflationary period. This is a perfect time to lock in those rates now, before we see those 7 rate increases that we're expected to see throughout the rest of 2022. If you hear what the Federal Reserve is saying about those different rate increases, we're already seeing it, guys. I mean, we're already seeing like a 1.5 jump on the 30-year mortgage, on the conforming loan side, and on the 15-year. So we are already seeing rate increases. Now, I always look at rate increases through the lens of, is the internal rate of return on my properties still higher than what I'm paying out, right? If I still have a really strong internal rate of return, then people will say to me, well, oh, now with these rate increases, is now not a good time to invest? And I said, no, of course. Oh, now is always a good time to invest. The numbers just need to make sense, right? And as I've said before, I've said this in our Financial Freedom Academy, in our private group, during our mentoring session. My friend Robert Shimon, who's been a guest here on the show a number of episodes ago, he is a longtime real estate investor, best-selling author. And what he likes to say is, look, if a bank is willing to give me money at 9% interest, as long as I'm netting 10% returns, I'll take it any day. And I love that philosophy, right? That's basically saying, hey, somebody is giving me other people's money in order for me to build my portfolio and my net worth. Great. So again, locking in these rates now, even if you wait a few months and a rate goes up a little bit more, if as long as your internal rate of return is still rock solid, you're golden. Now, the other part of your question is about what bank. And I can't answer that for you. I know if you want to go through like lendingtree.com and put in your information and have other companies and other banks vie for your business, that's one way to do it. I've had a lot of success with Flagstar Bank from a home equity line of perspective. Dan Krause down at Churchill Mortgage. In fact, Dan is a friend. He's written me a number of times. I have no affiliate relationship with any of these banks. We don't make any money from them. I'm just telling you the companies I've worked with in the past, the companies that my family, our extended family, our clients have used. So Flagstar Bank is really good for doing loans and home equity lines of credit. In my experience, Dan Krause over at Churchill Mortgage has some really good options for people who want to do multiple properties at one time, home equity lines of credit, that sort of thing. But you honestly just need to shop around locally too. Wherever your properties are located, a lot of times the small, more local banks to your property are going to be a better bet than the large institutional banks like a Wells Fargo or anything like that. I would stay far away from the big, international banks. Stay away from them because they're just not going to be able to help you in the way that those smaller local banks will. Okay, hope that answers your question. Let's be honest, healthcare in the United States is absolutely broken. It's a disaster. In fact, a video a friend of mine just sent me yesterday was a video about from a woman who just had given birth in California. And it was like a 1-minute video on YouTube. And she says, here's how much it cost us to have a baby in California. No complications. And they said one night at the hospital, $36,000. $36,000. She ended up having to come out of pocket out for her insurance of like $2,800. $2,800. $2,800. Yes, the princess in the United Kingdom had their baby Archie for less money than that. I mean, the princess. I mean, this is how healthcare is broken in the United States. And, healthcare is no longer something that takes place between you and your doctor. Whether you know it or not, the government and big insurance companies stand in between you and quality care. Your health is being bought and sold to the highest bidder. Politicians, hospitals, big pharma, health insurance companies, they make huge profits at the expense of your health. That's the bottom line. And lobbyists are fighting to make sure that they won't have competition and you won't have any options. CrowdHealth's disruptive technology puts your healthcare decisions back in your hands. I love CrowdHealth. I've interviewed their whole team, and I just fell in love with their concept because the way it works is there are no deductibles. There are no networks. There's no complicated exclusions or co-pays, nothing. Because CrowdHealth isn't insurance. That's why it works. Again, CrowdHealth is a new way to pay for healthcare. No doctor networks, no huge premiums, no high deductibles, no surprises. And CrowdHealth works because you pay one monthly low payment to fund your account, less than $200 a month for most people. 100% of your monthly contribution directly funds and reduces the healthcare costs of this community. Because you basically, CrowdHealth is putting the community back in community healthcare. You all come together to help the other members in your group shop for great healthcare at a fair price. It makes payments to doctors and members as quickly as possible and negotiates on the community's health on their behalf when unexpected bills arise. So stop paying health insurance companies your hard-earned dollars. Go to joincrowdhealth.com now. And I want you to use the code INVESTING when you sign up, because you're going to get 50% off the normal price for starting out. Right now, you can get their first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's 50% off the normal price and a lot less than those high deductible healthcare plans. So just go to joincrowdhealth.com. You got to put the join in front of it, okay? Joincrowdhealth.com and use the promo code INVESTING at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com, promo code INVESTING. Experience the freedom from healthcare insurance. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a totally different way of paying for healthcare. Terms and conditions may apply. All right, our next question.
Hi, Clayton. This is Kyler. My real estate question is, how do you solve the issue or the problem of the moratoriums of renters not paying you? Because that's what I'm worried about. If I invest in real estate, are we going to go back to like what happened a year ago?
Thank you, Kyler. I think let me go 30,000 foot level with you. So it says you're worried about getting started in real estate investing, but you're worried about this piece of it. Okay. Now this is one of those things, and I don't mean this to be insulting at all because we all go through it. I'm just much more of a kind of shoot first, aim later kind of person, right? That's how I've always been. It suited me well as a Capricorn. You know, it's how I've been able to build multiple businesses and be able to build a massive portfolio and had success in my career, is that I don't have all the answers, but I'm going to figure it out along the way. As long as I'm 80% sure of something, I jump in. So if you're like 80% there, 90% there, but this one question lingers for you, which is, what if there's another pandemic and we go through another rent moratorium where they're going to, you know, stop rent for 6 months? What do I do? Well, one thing you can do is, first of all, to make sure you have renters insurance, or make sure you have the proper insurance in place, so that if there is a non-paying tenant during a period of time, you can claim that on your insurance for non-paying tenants. So that I wouldn't worry about that. And look, I went through it. I have a lot of properties in my portfolio, and we had in like two of our properties were affected by this rent issue, and Bennett's was taken care of. Out of all of the properties, single family homes and duplexes that we own, very minimal problems at all. And of course, the programs that were in place also helped landlords. You just had to navigate it a little bit depending on your state, right? So if you as a landlord had a situation where your tenants couldn't pay rent, you as a landlord could file to get landlord protection. So again, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about that. You're always, my broader point here is, Kyler, is you're always going to look for excuses. You know, we are trained to look for like the one little negative, right? It's like when you get 100 emails from people and all of them are nice. And then you get, like, I get, you know, look, I get tons of emails, right? I get people that tell me my business all the time, right? And whether YouTube video I do, I get comments, you know, but I'll get 100 comments that are really nice. And then I'll get one that's like, you know, it's all grammatically incorrect and the person can't spell, but they say something really mean, you know? And then that's the one thing we think about all day. Isn't that stupid? Right? 100 people say nice things. One person says something mean, and then we dwell on the one mean thing. Right? And that's just the way we are as humans. It's sad. I wish we didn't have to act like that and be like that, but that's the way it is. And so I would just say you're going to always look for the negative. You're always going to try to seek out what's the worst case scenario. What's the worst? My house is going to burn down. The tenant's going to, you know, set the house on fire. Well, you have insurance. Okay, that happens. You get a check to cover your insurance, the replacement cost of the house. You know, there's a pandemic that happens again. You know, whatever happens, right? And then there's going to be got certain protections in place. You'll have insurance that protects you, but don't sweat that stuff. I'd be more concerned about just getting your financial roadmap in place. Like, what are your financial goals? That should be your focus. Not worrying about the what ifs. What if there's a wildfire or a tornado or someone can't pay their rent? Don't worry about that stuff. Don't worry about that stuff, okay? Focus on yourself. Focus on your own path to financial freedom, and everything else will fall in line for you. I'd love to hear your questions, though. And I like to try to be brutally honest with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I had people that refused to sugarcoat things with me when I was starting out in this journey to financial freedom, and I'm not going to do that with you. So I will be brutally honest here on certain situations and telling you to focus on the things that matter. Book a call with us. You can go to morrisinvest.com. If you're ready to take that real estate investing journey, we're happy to jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes for free and map out your financial freedom roadmap. And then point you in the right direction. So just go to our website, morrisinvest.com, and you can click on the little voicemail button down there on the right-hand side of your screen too. So you can leave us a 30-second voicemail here on the show, and we will attempt to answer it next time. Now go out there, everyone. Take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.